Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mia and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are talking about elements and taking calls for on-air readings. And we've got a couple of callers in the queue, so we're going to get to our callers in just a moment. Call in number 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And the number for further conversation after the show is 562-596-7818. And we do invite our listeners and callers to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook and on Twitter. And those accounts are on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Facebook and the Twitter accounts. So we have a call from 386 and 267. 386 is first, and 267, you're next. 386, you are on the air. Who's this, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Tina.
Okay, you're really muffled. Tina, did you say?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better, but there seems to be some kind of like, I don't know, it's a weird echoey sound.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's better, though. What you're doing now is good. So your name is Tina?
I didn't do much, but yes.
Okay. Well, something changed. And Tina, where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your question first?
Okay. So my question is, I am talking to this beautiful man, and I just want to know if this is real, if, you know, what if his intentions are true, and if you can see that this is it right here. This is, you know, going to be, you know, kind of long term. You know, I've had a rough, you know, past 8 years with love and relationship where I gave my all and I barely got nothing back. So I'm hoping this guy is good for me.
Okay. The last 8 years, you said you've had a rough time.
Yes.
So what we need to get is the birth dates. What's your birth date and his birth date, Tina?
Okay, so mine is November 18, 1984.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And his birthday?
December 25th, 1988.
And we're going to add these up. So she's 11/18/1984, 8/9/10/11/21/32/5, 12/25/88/5/6/7/8/9/10. And when you say that you're talking, I mean, has this progressed into a physical relationship or is it just?
No, it's kind of like we had met on like one of those dating sites, and then he had found me on Facebook. And so he writes poems, you know, he had been writing me poems and things like that. And then when, you know, I kind of got a little clear-headed and kind of dealt, you know, ended my last relationship, that's when now I'm pushing for more physical, but we kind of, you know, just been getting to know each other over the phone and nothing as physical has happened. It's been about 3 or 4 months. I don't know him.
Okay. Well, they're connected heavily. I mean, your months Tina 11 and 12 actually align. So your one to his one in the month become your month 11. And your second number in the month and his second number in the month become his. And the same thing happens when you put an X between the number one to the two. The one becomes each other's months. It actually happens to the years. 8 to 8 is year 88. And 8 to 4 is your year 1984. So they align and are interchangeable. So there's a strong karmic connection, I think, probably some possibility for a transcendent relationship.
And Tina, in addition to that, you know, in numerology, your master number is 6, okay, based on 33 years of energy there. And you are 33 years old, so you're going through a change as we speak. You're going
33.
Yeah, because at the age of 33, you go through this change. Your master number is 6, so that's every 6 years from birth. And in addition to that, every 6 years from the age of 33. So you're going through a change right now, big time. And where your alignment and your change is in the 8 of your year, which matches the 8 of this man. Now, his master number is, you're 33 equals 6. He's 36 equals 9. So on multiples,
No, he's not 36. He's born in 88.
No.
So that was a master number.
He's his karmic number. Tina is 36. He's 30 years old, or will be 30. He's going to be 30 this year. He's 29.
Yeah. No, we're talking about in the birth date, adding up birth date, the numbers in a birth date.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
So she doesn't understand what you were saying about.
Yeah.
So 33 is your age, but it also happens to be the sum of the numbers in your birthday code. So that means that you know what I'm saying? You're going through a change because you've reached that point in your physical development here on the planet.
That's right. In the code of your birth date, in the code, when we add up individual numbers, your individual numbers add up to 33, which happens to be your age now. That's vastly important about changes. His is 36. He's not 3. 33 and 36, you can divide 3 into that. Your master number is 6, his is 9. You can divide 3 into that. So there's a common multiple that you could create with that. Which we're actually saying is that there's your relationship with this guy coming in now, it's meaningful.
And just to add one more thing, the master numbers together, 6 and 9, become your master number 6. So 6 and 9 are 15, and 1 and 5 is 6. So everything added to the number 9 becomes the number it's added to. So
you met him. He's writing poetry. He's a bit of a romanticist. Maybe he's a bit of a player. Maybe he's a bit of a girl's man, ladies' man. Maybe he likes to woo the ladies. But having said that,
sorry, we're not laughing at you. We have
a crazy
wild cat
in the house. That is
there's four upstairs. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know what's happening with her, but she's maybe she's excited about your reading. but she's running. I don't know. Is there something in her ear? I don't know what she's got. But anyways, the good news is that there is a connection between you and this man. Now, even if he is a bit of a ladies' man, or he woos the ladies, or he's writes poetry and he's playing you a little bit, even if that is the case, there is a connection between the two of you on a karmic level. And since this is occurring during your transition at the age of 33, it's got to be looked at.
You know, also her month, I mean her day, 1 and 8. Is his master number.
The attitude
9.
Of the numbers, there's a lot of things going on in numbers. Now, what state does he live in? You're in Florida. Where is he?
He's in the same state.
He's in the United States?
No, it's the same state.
Oh,
no, which he's, is here. Anyway. He's here in Florida.
He's in the same state. Okay, that's a plus. You met him online, like on a common dating thing?
Yeah, like a dating site. And then we talked. And then a month later, I hadn't heard from him, but he found me on Facebook. So, and I mean, the way I feel is like he's about his personality and the way he is. Like, I just have this feeling that, yes, he can, he's going to be my next boyfriend, like my next partner. But, and so I'm just not sure, really, like, is this good for me or.
Well, potentially, I mean, you know, Tina, there's always cautionary notes when you meet somebody
online.
Someone
on a dating site, exactly.
And you don't know them. That doesn't mean that someone can have talent to woo the ladies and all that.
And it doesn't mean that someone you meet on a dating site isn't going to be a person of integrity and honesty, but you have to exercise caution, just like, you know, if you meet someone anywhere you can meet someone that is.
If you're asking, you know, is this guy a sociopath? Is he crazy? Is this bad? I don't think so. But we don't, you know, is there a purpose for you meeting him? We believe so. I think what you'd want to, and you, even if you have coffee with him, you know, you meet and you have coffee at a common coffee place and you talk to him, he can still be charming. He can still be nice. Sociopaths can be that way. Predators can be that way. That's why they're so good at it. But, you know, I don't know. Let me ask you something. Just say yes or no. Don't elaborate. Just say yes or no. Do you have siblings?
Okay.
What'd you say?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have two other siblings?
No.
No. Okay, so explain your siblings.
Explain them? Well, I have
how many siblings do you have?
You have. I'm sorry.
I have three brothers.
Three brothers.
And
there's
you.
One of you. That's right.
And is one of those, at least one of those brothers married?
No.
No? What's the age range of those brothers?
33. Well, one's 19, one's 33, and one is 37.
One is 36.
Are they come from the same father, or do you have a twin?
They all come from the same father, and then, I was born around the same time that my brother, that's 33, was born. We have different mothers. And then.
Different mothers. That's what it is.
Yeah, two of us have different mothers, and one of us have the same mother. Yes.
Two of you have different. So that's where the two is coming from.
Okay.
That's where the two.
Are your brothers, are they nice people? Are they good people, you know? Are they criminals?
They're nice people. They're good. They're good folks.
Uh-huh. And do they have jobs? Do they work hard? Are they in trouble?
They have jobs and they work hard.
Okay. That's all I need to know. To tell you the truth, from getting that information, Tina, I'm more encouraged about this guy being maybe authentic. Now, were you
being
in a relationship?
Now?
The information we just obtained about your brothers,
mm-hmm.
on a psychic level, I'm transferring that over to the guy that you met as being a good guy.
A good guy.
You know.
Okay.
Maybe something serious. But.
Okay.
You know, I mean, a man that goes online, or therefore a woman, to look for a date, sometimes it's out of desperation and you really want to find somebody. Typically, the woman is the one that gets victimized. She's looking for somebody. She meets a guy. And then the guy turns out to be a flake. He turns out to be not honest. He uses her. He just wants to go to bed. Typically, that's the pattern. Often, sometimes it's the woman who does that. But typically a man will take on a certain identity to find women.
Yes, that's why I'm. That is exactly why, because I'm traditional. Like I'm like, oh, you know. But these days, that's how everybody's meeting.
How everybody meets. It's a different world in terms of dating.
It's convenient.
People used to meet in bars. I mean, I think that
people would meet in bars. People would meet in dance halls. People would meet at social gatherings. The internet is a social network. So you have to think of the internet as a big dance hall where you would go in the old days and you would find a partner and dance and get to know them, or a nightclub or a meeting place for the community. Those were the old days. Corny, a little bit corny now, but those were the old days. The internet has made it much more convenient. Now, of course, you know, in the old days, Tina, you know, the guys would get together and go, oh, look at that girl over there. I'm going to dance with her. I'm trying to get her in the backseat of the car tonight. You know, that's the guy mentality. Today in the internet, if a guy is lonely or if a guy is horny, whatever it may be, and he's looking for girls that are vulnerable, of course they're going to play a certain role to get the girl into his control. He may do that. Yeah. But if a man is really legitimate about looking for somebody, just like a woman would be, and is saying, you know, the social networking is really easy, and I really want to find somebody, and I'm sincere about it. I'm not perfect, but at least my motives are sincere. This guy may be doing that, but we have to be cautious, Tina, because you still have to find. When a man is on the internet looking for dates or women, there's a little bit of a predator in them, because it may not be really dramatic, but there's a little bit of a predator searching, and same with the woman. But that's okay in the rites of passage towards getting to know somebody. So we're not blaming or condemning him for maybe being a little bit on the looking side, predator and all that. If he's really sincere, you've got to get to know him, get to know his family, get to know him. So what you did was you found somebody on the internet that's writing you poetry. It seems to be a little bit romantic. He tracked you down. Who knows? He might be saying that to five women. But if there's any more serious intent, what you should do is get to know him a little bit more. See how willing he is to give you information. Do you have a Facebook, say?
Wait, I think she didn't. Aren't you connected on Facebook? They're already connected on Facebook.
So you look at his life, his photos, his interests, his friends. And you get to get a feel, and maybe you've done that. We're giving you just logical information.
You know, you can also investigate someone a little bit more deeply with, you know, his name. You can find out
things about
where
him.
He lives, what he has done in his background, what.
So
because
you have to be
safe. I mean, if you're going to meet this person, definitely meet in a public place.
Has any red flags come up yet, Tina?
No. Like she said, you know, you can find out. Like I typed in his name, you know, public records. Are you married? You know, and I haven't found anything. And that's why I'm like, it's too good to be true. Like I see pictures of him, and his body is like banging. And I talk to him, and it's like he's so laid back, and he's honest. And I'm like, you know, when you get to thinking it's something too good to be true,
right?
It's like, okay, I'm waiting for that shoe to fall off. Like, you know, so I'm really trying.
Did you do a background check on him? I mean, gosh.
I did, yeah. And I couldn't find anything. And then that's what I was like, okay, now if you found something, girl, if you found something, be worried. But then when I didn't find nothing, I was worried. So it was crazy. Like,
right.
You know.
Well, and because you don't have to be a criminal to not be, you know, to be a jerk.
Right.
You can still be a jerk. So you're not going to find out about his past relationships necessarily, or what his behavior was, or if he plays women. That's not something you're going to find in a background check. So there's still reason to be concerned.
Your options are, you can go to a Starbucks and have coffee with them. You can ask them, may I talk to one of your friends? And you say, you know, I met this guy online and he seems like a very nice man. He was kind enough to give me your number. And I'm just, I just want to know, you know, is this the real thing? Is this a nice person? Is he really your friend? You know, woman to woman, I want to know. I would probably ask for a woman's reference, not a man's. You know, corny, but still can do that.
That might put him off. So that's
fair. You get his permission first.
Oh,
get his permission first if it's okay. You meet him at the Starbucks. You meet him at a social place. You meet your wife. Make sure he's not trolling when you leave. You know, you want to make sure. You're asking.
Your mic is breaking up so bad. You're breaking up so bad. But I can hear. You know. Yes, but I can hear you. You know, your overall message is meeting him in a
meet him in a public place, or you were saying
meet him in a public place,
or investigate
would be the best,
him.
Or
you
investigate
know,
him.
With one of his friends or some of his female friends. Maybe ask his permission to do so. That's what Neil was saying.
So, but if you're asking for our psychic opinion, our impression, what we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's mildly positive. There's nothing dramatic coming up on our psychic screens that would immediately caution you. Now we may be wrong, but nothing is coming up in that area. Have you ever worked yourself in retail?
No, sir. I've never.
No, what kind of work do you do? What kind of work do you do, Tina?
Well, for a long time I was taking healthcare. And then this year's like, I don't know if you can call that retail, but I start, you know, on a business endeavor where I would make home decor. With my
and that was for sale to the public.
Yes,
decor. That's retail.
Yes.
Here's what we suggest. Yeah, Kristen would know the quality of whether you know the definition of that as being truly retail. If she says it is, it would be. So, here's what we suggest. You meet him at a Starbucks or at a coffee shop. And you have a coffee with him. Don't have a drink. See if he's comfortable with coffee, and or tea or something like that. And then get to know him, talk to him, and then leave in your own car, or leave on your own 2 feet. Don't go any further yet. If he's eager to go further, well, that can happen another day, but. Cautionary, it sounds to me, you know, you've never been married. Is that true?
No.
And what's the longest relationship you've had in your lifetime with a man?
15, 16 years.
So that's...
And what happened to that relationship?
What happened to the... Oh, it was toxic. I had to break away from it.
And
what
kind of work?
Child. She's beautiful, but
what'd
you say? Say that again.
I had a child. The child came out of the relationship, and she's beautiful, but it was toxic, and I had to break away.
Okay.
But all in all, I'm a relationship girl. I don't like to have one night stands. I don't, you know, that's not what I'm looking for, and I made that very clear to him, and he's still trying to pursue. So. But what were you going to ask me? What type of work did the man do?
Yeah.
Janitorial. Yes, my ex.
Uh-huh. And did this new man tell you what he does for a living?
Security.
Okay, well, I think the next step is to arrange a meeting place with him. Why haven't you done that yet?
I think it's more about timing. You know, it's more about timing, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's what we suggest, that you arrange a meeting with him. You're wanting to know about this new relationship with this man. We're kind of giving it a cautionary green light. These are shorter readings, Tina. So that's the best advice we can give you.
Okay.
With some psychic innovation to it, we're asking you a lot of questions, but still we're psychic in our energy field. So in spite of us asking you questions, our interpretation is to arrange a meeting. You say it's not timing yet, but as soon as that timing gets in, just say, I'd like to meet you. Would you like to meet at a Starbucks?
Well, yes. Okay. That's exactly it. It's like, okay, you know, I'd like to meet up. And then, you know, he's like, well, I haven't really had the time to kind of relax
That's a cautionary tone, because if he's not wanting to go further than this online,
you know,
communication.
I'm not a big fan of the internet stuff. I'm not a big fan. I try to cooperate with people who call and ask about people they've met on it. I'm not a big fan. I don't know what his issues are.
Never been a big fan of it either.
Yeah,
so if I keep asking you, like, you know, when are we going to, because I stopped talking to him because I had to deal with my other relationship issues. Now that we're back talking again, it's like, okay, now if I keep, like, for the next month or so, if I keep saying I want to have, you know, meet up with you, you know, go on a little lunch date, and you keep giving me excuses, now it's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say one more time, I would say, you know, either we meet or I have to move on and going to disengage from this, arrangement.
I mean, if he doesn't
that's what I would
that,
do.
To that step, then I would say that's the red flag.
We have to move on, Tina, to other callers, because we've had these callers waiting for quite a while, but hopefully that helps.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for even taking the time to give me advice and talk.
You're welcome. And you can follow us, Tina, on Facebook, or send us a friend request, and you can find our account on Blog Talk Radio, Neil and Kristen Baker.
Okay, what's the Facebook?
It's Neil and Kristen Baker. And it's
okay.
You can link to it on Blog Talk Radio. Neil and Kristen is pushed together. So
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, 67, thank you for being patient. Who's this, please?
Hi, my name's Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was just wondering, do you see me having anything in the relationship department, like a healthy relationship?
A healthy relationship. What is your birth date, first of all?
My birth, 4/21/62.
Yeah, I wrote down a 4, and that is your month. 4/5/6/7/17/9 is 26/8. 4/21/62.
And what's her name?
Donna.
Donna, okay.
So you're not in a relationship currently, I guess.
That's a little bit iffy. I'm ready to let that go. Definitely. It's been off and on now for a while. It's, you know, I'm just looking for a normal, healthy relationship.
Okay. So you are exiting a relationship then, or something that was not exactly a quote-unquote relationship, but was, you know, like not exactly a healthy relationship is what you're saying.
Right. I don't, you know... I was going to ask if that relationship was going to turn out to be, you know, healthy, but I was just going with if you see me in a healthy kind of relationship.
Well, okay, so let's see. You're 56. You've
Yeah.
been in a relationship that is pretty not really great, kind of toxic. You want to end it. And you're asking us, do we see through our vision, energy, whatever, will you be? Yes, in the sound of my own voice and picking up vibes and trying to get connected to you, I'm seeing that you're going to be in a relationship. Now, there's a symbol, weird symbol around this new relationship, and I'm going to say it to you, but you may not know what it means. That doesn't matter. But the feeling of the relationship is, do you remember they used to have that gum, wintergreen or evergreen gum?
Wrigley's wintergreen, I think.
Wintergreen.
Yes.
It's a minty kind of scent. And they would sometimes put that little green leaf on it.
I think it's winter fresh.
It was winter fresh. That's what I'm thinking of. It was Wrigley's. No, that's not it. It was a white. It was a long stick of white gum. Okay.
I'll research that while you're talking.
So there's a sense of something fresh, minty. Now, that is the impression that you are going to be in a relationship. So you're saying, you know, I haven't had much luck. I don't know if I'm ever going to find true love or good luck in my lifetime. Am I going to find that?
Experiment.
So the idea is a white one.
Yeah. Experiment.
So the idea is that you're going to be, and there's going to be something fresh. Your world, in your own world, are there any love, family,
I'm sorry, I'm catching every other word. You're breaking up really bad.
Okay, I got it. Can you hear me now better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
So
that's a lot better. I heard you say about the Wrigley's gum and all that.
Oh, okay. So now about that, because what I'm asking is if there was anybody in your family who was into gardening or flowers or anybody had an interest in that.
Oh, yes, a lot of I do. My grandmother.
And do you just like flowers or do you have a garden or what?
I live in a row home, but I like to, everybody in the neighborhood gets out and plants flowers in the spring and I just love it. I love sitting there looking at them. And so I do, I plant flowers like every summer.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother used to in the backyard.
Okay, Donna, that's a good sign for this kind of a reading in trying to make a connection to answer your question. That's a good sign for the premise that you are going to be in a relationship, hasn't come yet, that you're going to love. It will be a good one. Probably the healthiest one you've ever been in, and there's no telling how long it will last, but as we speak, it feels very healthy, very clear, and you will love it. That's what I'm getting. When I'm, you know, you're 56, so that's a multiple of 7 by 8. So it could happen within this year of 56 years old. That's going to be our premise because your master number is 7. It's a nice master number. Did you have a change at the age of 25?
25 is when I think I got divorced from my first husband, I'm pretty sure, because my daughter wasn't even a year old yet. And she's, oh, no, why am I thinking she's 24? Oh, my gosh. I think she's 32 now. I forget how old I was. I think I might have been about 25.
Okay.
Well, 32 was a change, too, because it's 7 years beyond the age 25. So that's when you got divorced at 32?
That's when I met my second husband. I'm pretty sure.
That's
a multiple of your master number, so that would signify a change, too. But you know what else, Neil? She's 56 years old, and that's actually found in her birth date. If you her month and fire number, 4 and 1 is 5, and then 6 in her year. So when you start to play with the numbers, Donna, you can find certain codes within the birth date. So
you can. I mean, it's true, but and you've already had two relationships. You've had a child, so you're not starving for having met people that you married and had a life with.
I was actually married twice, and one was an abusive marriage. I had my first two with, and the second one, you know, he was an alcoholic, and you know, that's why I'm saying happy, healthy. And then the one that was just iffy, I'm looking for red flags, like I know now. So it makes sense if it is, you know what I mean? Because I know what to and not, you know, I know what I don't want and I know what to watch out for, I guess.
What we're saying is that at your age now, at 56, the trigger,
You really broken up just now.
The reception on this blog book is not.
Well, I don't know if it's a local problem. It may not be Blog Talk Radio. It could be their cell phones. It could be our connection. So,
oh,
I mean,
we don't know.
I hear you very good now. Yeah.
Okay. So we readjusted something here. So what we're saying is now, at your age, after what you've gone through, this may be the new relationship, just may be the one that you finally were looking for. You're past having children, you've already went through the chapters of alcohol and abuse and another toxic relationship, that's 3 at least. You've already done that. There's no need to do it again. I don't think you're cursed to always have that experience. Our suggestion is that at 56, during this year, if you let go of this other toxic relationship you're in, you're going to find somebody. Just don't return to the toxic one.
Right. And it's not really toxic. He's very good to me. He just he comes around when he wants and stuff like that, you know, and that's not good. Well, yeah, that is
that's
toxic.
That's not being very good to you, though, because, you know, basing the relationship on his needs and not really considering yours isn't exactly a healthy equation for a relationship. So,
you know, it's not a healthy relationship. You know, you like flowers. If you said to the flower, I'll water you whenever I'm in the mood. You know, in a healthy relationship, you have a pet
and you say, well, you know, I'm going to feed you when I feel like it, you know, maybe a few days will go by and I, you know, then I'll get the urge.
What we're saying is that this guy, well, maybe it's not toxic, but it's not exactly healthy. It's too sporadic. And looking at something, I've never even admitting you would like to be new and different, and you're thinking about ending it. When you're asking us to use something, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. We see something. We see something while you're still 56 years old.
Okay.
It's madness so casual that there's an understanding that there's no commitment there. Well, that's going to make it easier. But, you know, I don't know, you either ought to end this relationship with this man or at some point tell this man, I just met somebody and I'm serious and we have to split up. You're going to have to do one or the other.
Yes, that definitely is not going to be a problem. I'll just tell him to go away and he will.
Oh, okay. Well, there wasn't much there to begin with then. So that's fine. That's fine if you want to wait and tell him to go away. Your best bet is to clear the stage for the new guy, and you know, you don't have to do it that way, but that would be the healthiest way. But yes, we see somebody coming. And if you happen to live near a library, you don't have to go to the library, But if you happen to live near one,
I do, yes.
Okay, that's a good psychic validation. So the guy may be a little bit educated that's coming, and a professional of some sort, which would be nice for you, and stable. And he probably,
that would be great.
Well, let's hope that we get that through. Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah. Donna, let
I will do that. And what's the name again? Because I want to go on your
Facebook.
You have a Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah. Neil and Kristen Baker. And Neil Baker
okay.
Psychic. You can find one via the other. So, yeah, we'd love to have you on there. Please join us. And the account is also on our main page in Blog Talk Radio. There should be a link there that you can follow, and you can just send us a friend request.
Okay, I will do that. And this is a person that I've never met before.
You have not met him. No, you have not met him. I mean, if you have people that you've met that you're thinking about, we're not going to stop you from talking to them, but that's not the one we're seeing.
Okay, and you don't know exactly when it's going to happen?
I don't. Well, the only thing that educated and a professional, because I'm thinking about a library validation that you live near one, which isn't a phenomenal psychic thing to come up with, but if for our it's really the that may have a degree there. So that would be a nice thing. And if he's a gentleman and he like to get
okay,
to
I lost
you,
I lost you there again, I'm sorry.
Well, if this man is really on the up and up, which I think the guy that we're connecting to is, that's gonna be a nice thing for you because you've never experienced that in a really healthy way before, and this would be the first time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Donna. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Okay. 850. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Sheila.
Sheena?
Sheila.
Sheila.
S-E-I-L-A.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering about work. I don't know if it's going to change for the better.
Is it going to change for the better? Where are you calling from, by the way, Sheila?
Florida.
Florida. Mm-hmm. And your birth date?
3/12/64.
Okay. 26/8. And you're 54 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is work going to change for the better? What's going on with the person?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes, now.
With the sound. Can you give us a little bit more information about what's going on at work?
I don't know. I feel kind of work-wise, I'm doing pretty good. It's just that the people around me are, you know, I don't know how to explain it. They always have something going on. And it kind of pushed me away, so.
Push you away, like, how?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't care for their little clique or whatever, but it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's, they kind of
You
mean
feel
it.
Excluded? They're, excluding you from their group?
Yeah.
But not outright?
Yeah.
Harassing you. They're not targeting you.
No, but they kind of mean sometimes.
Well, I wrote down harassment, but it's a little bit softer than that. Not, but they are mean to you.
Do you like your job otherwise?
It's okay. I've been trying to move to other places, but I haven't been able to, so I feel like maybe there's a lesson I need to learn here. I don't know.
Well, no, I don't think there's anything.
No.
Listen, I don't think we're going to conduct this reading like there's something you have to learn there and the universe is keeping you there for you to learn it. No, I don't get that.
Okay.
I could, but okay. That's not what I'm getting. Let me ask you something. Anybody in your family, anyone that has ever worked in hospitals or doctor office, nursing, anyone ever did that?
Yes.
And who was that? Was that a mother? Was that you? Was that a sister?
I've worked in a hospital, and my aunt worked in a hospital.
Oh.
And that's not your question. You're in the medical field now. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You're breaking up.
Are you, you're not currently working in a hospital, or are you currently working in a hospital?
Oh, it's funny you should say that. I worked in a hospital years ago, and I'm going to school for nursing.
Nursing, so that's more validation,
well,
what you
yeah.
said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sheila, on a psychic reading on the radio, we are getting the hospital thing going.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You going back for nursing. You just get your nursing degree and get into a hospital. If there's anything that you want from this reading that's real, that would be it. That we got hospital,
okay.
nursing, whatever. You don't have to stay where you're at until, you know, you work it out and you can leave. You that can be as soon as you want. But financially speaking, you have to maneuver your, if you're in nursing, then you just have to think, do I stay here until I get through my nursing because I need a paycheck? Or do I leave and get another temporary job while I'm going through? How much more nursing do you need?
Well, actually, I'm starting to do the requirements. But, you know, because there was like I had some. And to make a long story short, I'm starting to do the requirements first. And then
okay.
so you
maybe
have
within 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, about
yeah.
2 years.
So
get a job
in a hospital or
hospital,
a
doctor's
medical,
office.
Yeah.
Get a
yeah,
job.
I think I'd be much happier there.
What
yeah.
do you do currently? What job do you have?
Well, I'm like an administrative assistant. It's mostly 90% of it is like solving problems on the computer, emails back and forth. And,
oh.
Well,
what? Okay.
So it's like an office work. I just don't like the environment because it's like. I try to be low-key, but it seems like no matter how low-key I am and I try really hard to get along with the other coworkers, it's always something. So.
Well, you know what? That's a tribal karma deal. And you're on a tribal level, you're just – they're not your tribe of people. If you don't
right.
have to work there, if you can find another place to work, go. Leave.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy,
mm-hmm.
leave. Don't stay there. If someone says, well, you got to learn something, no, don't believe it. You don't have to learn anything
yeah.
there.
Okay.
You're helping people. You're
yeah,
a helper.
Yeah, I've been trying really hard to go somewhere else, but I haven't had any luck with that.
Well, maybe
where
we'll
I'm at,
be,
it's not,
maybe
the pay is not
we'll
that great.
We'll rub two stones together. And we'll rub, Chris and I will rub two stones together and do a shamrock thing, and you're going to get a new job, okay? Don't
keep
worry.
Applying.
You keep
applying.
Okay.
It sounds like she may not like an environment of an office and work center, and you know, a medical office or something like that. Perhaps
no.
that's not the best, you know,
maybe that's,
environment.
You wanna,
offices can be weird. I mean,
that can be. Yeah, going to be in nursing. Try the hospitals. Even try a veterinarian hospital. What the heck?
Yeah, we were telling
mm-hmm.
someone else to do that.
You know, animals, people. Something to do with
maybe
healthcare.
There's something she could do in like outreach. In you know, there's different places in
yeah.
a hospital where you're not having to do that, you know, stuff in an office setting. There are other kinds of jobs,
mm-hmm.
so you
mm-hmm.
know, get creative.
Okay. Well, at least that gave me some ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to be
mm-hmm.
where you're at.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like I'm not supposed to be there anyway.
Did someone tell
if
you
I'm there,
that,
I'm supposed to be there just temporarily.
Did someone tell you that you were supposed to learn a lesson from that, or is that just from your own? Did that come
well,
from your own?
That's from me, because I feel like I've been trying for years to move on, and I haven't. I feel like that's something in my mind.
Okay, then what's going on? You see, what this would entail is something to do with your psychological thinking, you know, your life, your upbringing, why you stagnate at times. I mean, you're going for a nursing
mm-hmm.
degree. Congratulations. That's good, Sheila. But if there's something
mm-hmm.
that you're depressed about, something in your upbringing that could be causing the obstruction in terms of your tolerating your work. So you probably had a little bit of a difficult upbringing in some respects, and you might have been a little bit behind in school. I don't know, something along there probably still tagging at your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hello?
Does that make sense
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, I kind of.
It cut
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I got most of it. Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. Well,
hello?
So you
hello?
Get your experiences growing up. Claim your power. Claim the essence of your energy and don't feel guilty about it. But you go forward without being compromised by your past. Let that compromise you.
And keep in touch with us. Let us know what happened in your trip. Check in us in a week when something changes, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that last thing about creating energy? Because you went out a little bit.
Oh, well, what you want to do is adopt power and good self-esteem. You want to create the power of who you are, not the issues that have made you feel less than what you should be.
And if there's something
oh,
I
okay.
missed, listen to the archive, because it should be clear on the archive. I'm imagining that it's going to be okay. So
oh,
listen
okay.
to the reading again, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help and understanding. You gave me some more ideas and more clarity, so thank you so
good.
Much.
Good luck.
Good. Be positive and be
okay.
powerful, Sheila.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, we have one last caller in about 5 minutes. Hi, 610. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda. Linda. And
Y or I?
I. L-I.
What's your location, Linda?
I'm in Seeking Spring, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And your birth date?
January 21st, 1991.
Okay, what's your question?
Could you tell me what do you see in my character in terms of my strongest values, my medium strong values, and my weakest values? Can you, like, identify my these things and the levels they are at?
Your values?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to work on my weakest and medium weak ones.
Oh, you're 27 years old. Well, you know, Linda, some of your values and some of the journey that you came down to establish this lifetime, some of it took a big turn at the age of 24. Do you recall what you were doing then?
Well, and when I was 24, that was in 2015, and I was mostly going to school part-time, and that fall, you know, of that year, I met some really good friends and met the love of my life that fall.
And what happened to the love of your life?
We're pretty strong with each other right now.
Wow. So you're in a relationship?
Well, I heard that he's ready to take it to the next level.
Oh, really? You mean like marriage or proposing?
No, we're just, he's just my best friend all these years, but I have a romantic attraction to him, and
nothing
he's ready to take that.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. That may get in there. Actually, you're creative. I don't know how much you've tapped into that, but you're creative. Creative in design, music. I don't know if it's just love, but I'm feeling something in you that is very creative and somewhat also spiritual. Like for instance, I don't know. There maybe it's something about music. Maybe
well, let's
something
let her
about,
answer because we're limited on time.
Oh,
so
well.
What is your
goal in life right now?
To have stronger values.
To have stronger values.
Well, did you grow up in a relation in an environment where there were loose values?
Well, I'm not sure, but personally, I first struggled with these having no values or low values.
Oh.
And starting to having stronger.
Contrast in her birth from 1 to 9, so
yeah.
There's a lot of lower numbers. So
have you gone to school, college?
I have an associate's degree. I graduated from community college.
And what's that?
Oh, good.
That's just general
education?
Was there
any
major?
Psychology? Did you like psychology?
Yeah, a lot.
You see, I think, I don't know, to me, I'm looking at a big picture, maybe bigger than you think, but I think you could make a good therapist. Yeah, you could. Now, if you're looking at values, that's very important. Some people spend a history, a lifetime looking at values. There are studies on values and morals and ethics. And if you're smart enough, and I appreciate what you're saying, if your interest is in the content of your value system, I'm impressed with that. Because most people don't care. Or it's not important. They think they get locked in. Oh, I value questioning your value. Values and looking and probing into the psyche.
Okay. What? Sorry, you're like breaking out a lot.
I know.
We're having problems
having that trouble
today.
You need to look into the
psychology of what?
Your
life.
Okay.
And the academic topic of
psychology in relation to others. So, so Linda, we're running out of time, and I'm imagining that the archives, you can find it on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, will be clear. So listen to the reading back, and you're welcome to call the show again. And perhaps we'll have more time than we did today because we do have to depart, unfortunately.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Bless you guys.
You're welcome. He said Kristen's crying over it. Ha ha. But yeah, call us back and we'll give you a little bit more time next time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay. We're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Didn't get to our topic, but we'll do that on Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.